Now, this picture has been hidden for over 60 years until I found it. Would anybody like to tell me what that picture is showing and why it might have been hidden? Someone like to tell me? What do you think it is? What do you think the picture is to begin with? What does it look like? Yes, very good. There are two women crying, one here and one there. So why do you think that picture was hidden for 60 years?
Because the mothers have to... because the children were...
evacuated.
Evacuated, yeah. And mothers had no children, no.
The reason why this happened was purely and simply because they are crying. They are showing an emotion that the government didn't want them to show, because the whole point of evacuation was it was going to be great fun. All these children were taken away and they were all going to enjoy it and they were all going to the countryside, but as soon as people started getting upset about it, they stopped these photographs being put into the newspapers because they didn't want to show that people were upset by the whole thing. So that's why it was hidden. This really sums up what evacuation is about. I now do a lot of work with people who are in their 60s and 70s who were evacuees. And I'm working with the University of Helsinki and the University of Munich to look at the long-term effects that evacuation had on children. And this really sums it up. All the time I was evacuated, I used to tell myself that one day the war would be over and I could go back home. After the war, we were living in a different part of London, and I made my way back to where I used to live. The whole area had been completely obliterated during the first few days of the Blitz, and I was quite unable to find the spot where my house once stood. This happened more than 50 years ago. I have lived in many other places. I have a grown-up family of my own, and I am a grandfather. I now have a lovely house, but somehow I'm still waiting to go home. And Jim Bartley, who was a former evacuee, has often said to me he's waiting to go home. I hear that a lot. Either people are still searching for their home, they're still searching for a childhood, or they're still searching for an education. Because these children were literally uprooted and moved, and it was a pretty traumatic experience for them. Now, basically, there were about 3.5 million people that were evacuated during the Second World War. 1.5 million of those were children and mothers with children. The other figures are people like government offices and some workers who were considered to be non-essential. In other words, they did not have to stay in the areas that were seen to be potential targets. Many of the children were taken away with their schools. So in the first evacuation scheme, and there were four of them, September the 1st to September the 4th, 1939, from June 1940, from March 1944, and those children that went overseas, there were 17,000 children that went overseas, a lot of them were looked after by their teachers. Okay, in the first one, 103,000 teachers. The other people that went were mothers with babies. Now, if I say the word babies in this country, that simply means anybody under the age of 5. In other words, those children who were not old enough to go to school, although there were children like myself, who actually went to school at 4 years old, although I have to say I was born after the war, I wasn't an evacuee. If I say mothers with babies in Finland, that is what it means. Babies. Some children were moved from Finland to Sweden as young as 2 days old. And that caused all sorts of problems, because Finnish is a difficult language to learn. These children were being moved to Sweden and learnt Swedish, so when they came home at the end of the war, many of them could not communicate with their parents because they didn't have a common language, or they couldn't communicate even with, you know, with their families or their brothers and sisters. But in Britain, mothers with babies. In some cases, you only had to be above the age of 5 to have the responsibility of a younger brother and sister under 5.